This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has really gone out of his way to make life a little easier for us on the conservative side of the world. And you guys don't, you don't realize how hard it is for us to make money online. And I used to joke that when we were on Facebook, and I mean, we're on Facebook now, but we're not, like, active. How's that? We're not active on Facebook. And we went from 250,000, 300,000 views a week down to struggle to get 10,000 a week. Now, you know what? Sometimes you're terrible at what you do. Okay? But not that bad that fast overnight. So something was up, and we knew it. Most of us knew it. And so, you know, fighting, I decided after a while to stop fighting this stuff. Just not doing it anymore. So if you really want to get involved, you really want to get engaged, you know, you hit the websites, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us to make a few bucks online, and you get a product. You don't feel like you're getting nothing or you're just donating. I mean, I appreciate, you know, God bless you guys that are donating on a regular basis. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But really, if you go over to MyPillow.com, you know, Mike Lindell, again, as I said, made it away. You got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, comforter covers. Yeah, I'm a guy. Cut me some slack. You got all kinds of good stuff over there. Head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe, and you'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. If you hate the product, you got a problem with it, you can return it. I mean, he gives you for, I think it's like 90 days. And I don't know anybody who hates the product. Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time. You've got his product, and I know you like it.
I don't hate it at all. I'll be honest with you, last night I was just like schwitzing in the bed. It was hot. And my pillow... helped me out a lot last night. It just always stays cool. Even in the dark, and I have too many pillows on my bed, but in the dark I can tell which one is the my pillow.
That's hilarious. You know, most women have too many pillows on their bed. You know, a guy needs one, maybe one and a half. And he's
well, I have a lot of decorative pillows, and those are off to the side, but I even have a lot of bed pillows for some reason. I have like three. I have a lot of pillows on my bed, and it still doesn't help me sleep.
So Sonya, do you, my understanding is you have a lot of pillows in your bed. Is that true?
I got a lot of pillows in my bed. I tell you what.
Oh, God bless. You know, no, but seriously, this stuff is great. MyPillow.com. Head over there. You'll get a great discount, 30 to 70% off if you use my name, promo code Joe. And, again, the product's made in this country, right? You know, Mike is a good guy. I've met him personally, and I know him, and he cares about the country. We need to start supporting pumping up people who care about the country, right?
He takes the risk.
Oh,
you can't support what he's doing. Even if you don't want the pillow, give it to one of your lefty friends and let them
cringe.
Don't
tell them where it came from, though.
Don't tell them where it came from. But this man is a patriot. He's a hero. I can't think of anybody on the, I almost said secular, but the private sector side that's done as much for America as he has and taken the hit.
You know how I am when it comes to our founding fathers, and how I say, look, these guys were in it to win it, and the term that everybody likes to use. But here's the reality. They didn't just say it. They were in it to win it. And the way you can prove that, they lost families, they lost houses, they lost businesses, their kids were tortured, their wives were killed, all right? And they swore an oath to all of to each other. That once they got into this, no matter what the consequence was, they wouldn't give up.
Determined bad.
And you know what? They didn't.
And that's what we're seeing now. I mean, we were just talking over the break about Peter Navarro. Bannon's going to see his day in court. There's just any number of their jail. Look at the January 6th guys who are still in jail without being charged for anything other than quote-unquote insurrectionists. These
the one thing
guys,
that none of them have been charged with, right? Insurrection. None of them.
Oh, right. Not right. That they've been accused of that, but they have not been. They haven't had a trial.
Yep.
So it's pretty scary, and I do get why. You know, there are very few heroes in the world. I guess it's a good thing there are not very many heroes in the world, but. But it's scary what the left is willing to do to their opposition. And we were just talking about what they're doing to Trump. It's heartbreaking, it's angering, and I don't know what this country's gonna do if they are able to jail this man. I know he doesn't have a GoFundMe page, but I just feel like we should all be paying for that, this crazy woman.
He's taking the beating for us. And there's no question about it.
He's taking the beating for us.
And he, what's he always say? They're not coming after me. They're coming after
you. Coming after you.
I'm just in the way. That's and he's exactly right.
And if we leave him high and dry, if we leave him hanging, then we deserve everything we get.
Oh, we leave all our fighters hanging at times. It's irritating. You know, I get crazy about it. You know what I mean? All right, so we come back. Another Democrat going after the Democrat Party, but you won't guess who this is. I'll tell you when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia and Joe when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Soda Smith joins me, she does every week, as my kid.
I do.
You do?
I do.
If it wasn't for me, you'd be in bed already.
Listen.
You're welcome.
I would be, because you know what? You work me to the bone. I am so exhausted, I've had to put my feet up on the desk. Because I'm just totally exhausted because you overworked me, but apparently it's paying off for you. So you have some pretty special
news. Paying off for me? Well, is there a check somewhere that I don't know about?
There's something. I don't understand. I got a little email blast about you and a TV show. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good. I was impressed.
Really? You really want me to explain this? Like, you think I know? I was surprised to find it out, too. No, what people don't realize sometimes is we, with our shows, because they're out there for people to pick up and use on networks and what have you, we don't always know what's going on. So, and you and I were talking about this earlier, where now there's now I sound like my dad, you know, talking about the new kind of telephones with push buttons on them. Right? I mean, seriously. So apparently, the smart TVs, the smart, that's, I guess that's all you buy now. You buy a smart TV that has a built-in Roku or built-in smart apps. Now, we have, the show has a Roku app and an Apple app and that kind of stuff. But now, I guess smart TVs are like the norm. Do you know what I mean?
Joe.
Yeah, I know. We use cars now. We don't use horses anymore. I got it, right?
And you can throw away your radio.
Oh.
At this point, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
What happens in an emergency? What do I do? I mean, don't
need a radio? That's a different kind of radio. What's that called? Shortwave?
No, whatever. Yeah. But
all TVs are smarty pants.
Yeah. So the show is now carried by Spreely TV on smart TVs. So you can pick it up there, you know, if you want to watch the show. And a lot of other great shows, too, on Spreely TV. And they're picking up a lot of steam, you know, you'll find, as there is all over the place with these, these shows that have their apps, these networks that have their own apps that they can access these smart TVs. Because, what is it, in L.A. you have digital TV. Right, you got those little digital antennas, and you can put them outside your house, and you can pick up over the airwave digital TV. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
But I think now that's only been around a short period of time. I think that's dying because everything's on the internet.
Yes.
You know,
I have a whole room. I have a TV room that I haven't been in since 2020. I don't have, because I watch everything on my computer. And you're talking to somebody who, when people said they were going to start watching movies on TV, and I was like, on the computers?
Yeah, right.
Who in the world would do that? I don't even use my TV.
No, you and I, we're the same boat. I mean, when people were saying that, I ain't going to be able to watch a whole movie on your iPad. Seriously, my dad used to watch movies on a 7-inch television. Why do I want to go back to that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I got me a color, billion-inch television in the living room. That's what I'm going to be watching.
No, that's right. I got a TV that fills up the wall. Never watch it. I'm always in my bed watching my computer. And I also said the same thing about PCs when they said, you're going to have personal computers in your home. You can have one of your very own in your home. I was like, come on, who needs that? You know how many PCs I've had over the years.
I get it. There was so many things I scoffed at and laughed at, and I don't want to admit to it because, look where we're
welcome
at.
Welcome
right?
to the future.
We got Dick Tracy watches, right? Apple came out with a Dick Tracy watch.
Welcome
you can talk to
the
them.
Future.
God.
It syncs up to everything. I was upset the other day because I have one device that's not talking to the other device, and it's like, oh, but congratulations.
People like you and I who don't want Big Brother watching us, right? We made a big stink when 5G came out. I don't need them having more information than they should, blah, 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 blah. And what do you got? I got Ring cameras in my house that I'm sure they can tap into. I got those Google temperature thingies in my house. I'm sure they can tap into those, too.
Uh-uh.
Right?
Yep. They asked too many questions when I had to hook up my heater to the Nest or whatever, and then through my computer, they wanted my contact list. No, you're not getting all that.
I said no to all of that. I still got it here, but I mean, we have probably 30 or 4 devices you don't even know about connected to the network, right?
I threw my Alexa away.
Alexa?
You don't have Alexa? Did you have that? I had a
I don't want Alexa. I need another woman telling me what to do, seriously.
And she really does. And she's connected with Google. But I heard that she was listening to everything in your house. Oh, I threw her in the trash.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's pretty creepy.
I love telling the story that I'm sitting at the table with Tammy. She's making fun of all the scratches I have on my arm because we have juniper bushes that I was trimming out. Uh-huh. And if anybody has them, they've got very sharp edges on them, so I'm sticking my hands in there and too stupid to wear long sleeve shirts. Anyway, coming to the house, I look like I've been wrestling with a cat, right? I got scratches everywhere. And I said, jokingly, I said, you know, I should buy those tattoo sleeves. Have you seen those?
Huh?
They got these tattoos. You put them on, and it looks like your arms are tattooed. I said, nobody will know the difference. They'll just kind of go, Joe, my God, what'd you do to your arms? Why would you do something like that? And just as a joke. I went from the dinner table, after having dinner with her that night, to the studio to do a couple of cuts. And what's on my screen? I'm scrolling, and everywhere in there are ads for tattoo sleeves. And I guarantee tonight after the show, I will have ads coming up for tattoo sleeves.
Here, I'll go one further.
Oh.
I have thought of something, and it comes up on my computer screen.
Right, you had to say it under your breath. Come on, they didn't put the chip in there.
I don't
know,
but I have a hairdresser who says the same thing. She confirms it as well. I have thought about stuff. I live alone. I'm not saying it out loud.
Mm.
There's a lot of stuff I do say out loud. I have come to talk to myself quite a bit.
My grandma did that all the time. She was yelling at herself, actually.
I've seen my older female. I haven't seen the guys do that, but the females definitely yell.
No, we grunt. You watch old men walking around, and they're grunting. They're like, yeah, do that to me.
Yeah, grumble.
They're real grumpy going on there. Hey, remember Eric Swalwell, or Swaller, as I like to call him?
That name sounds very familiar.
He was the one that had the Chinese mistress, girlfriend, whatever you want to call her.
The Democrat dude?
And she was, but she wasn't just a hooker. She was a Chinese spy.
A double ot spy.
There you go.
Yes.
Right. You know? And so she was making money all kinds of ways, apparently. We're going to break for
you know what? You got to have a side hustle these days.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Eric, and he's kind of taking a turn on something that we Republicans agree on and very few.
What? Is he going Fetterman?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A federal jury ordered Donald Trump to pay $83 million in damages for defaming writer E. Jean Carroll after a trial in which she accused him of shattering her reputation while he was president by denying her claims of sexual assault. Trump saying on Truth Social the ruling was absolutely ridiculous and that he fully disagrees with the verdict. Industry experts say it's shaping up to be a good year for the housing market.
Housing market analysts anticipate a promising year ahead with a notable surge of 8.3% in pending home sales reported for December by the National Association of Realtors. The group's chief economist foresees that decreasing mortgage rates and steady prices will contribute to increased affordability for a number of Americans in 2024. Positive monthly gains in signed contracts were observed in the Midwest, South, and West.
This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I like porn. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563, as I said, get involved, get engaged, right? Truly be, just be involved in the situation, in the information, understanding what's going on around you. Seriously. That's how we win, when you get informed, and then you take that information, okay, and you go out with it. You make sure that other people have it. You make sure that you've got it to use. I don't want to say it's a weapon. I want to stay away from that. But you got to use it in defense of what you're doing and saying. It's not that hard. It's hard for me because I want to take a baseball bat to everything, and I realize that's not right. But, you know, I'm doing the best I can. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. I tend to be a bull in a china shop, but at least, come on, give me some love here. At least I admit it.
Okay, at least you admit it. But no, I will give you a little bit more love, because you're right. When I was in Hollywood, and I never really voted Democrat, but I always kind of thought that I must be because of my where I grew up, and I'm black, and so I got to be Democrat, right? But I never voted Democrat. But when I started to feel like, ooh, I think I'm a Republican, and I got so attacked that I had to really investigate why I'm a Democrat and how to articulate it against a group of people who were attacking me on a daily basis. So they didn't talk to me they didn't come to my office and go, you know what, can we talk about, no. They attacked me en masse about my thoughts that I hadn't even gotten together yet. So I'll be honest with you, with an arsenal of Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, Thomas Sowell, who else did it? Walter E. Williams. I was knocking it out the park just from the stuff that I was reading.
Yeah.
From them. And combating this group of people who were attacking me every day, and
they must have really hated you then, because you were informed.
They so hated me.
Right?
They so hated. But that's okay. But that's what you're telling your audience. You're going to be hated one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to hate you. If it ain't your kids or your husband, somebody's going to
hate you. I'm a sad specimen of a human sometimes because I like the sarcastic part of things. I like looking at those people who are so snotty on the left. They think they're so smart, right? And then you ask them a very simple situation or a simple thing or a simple question. And they just look at you, not like you're stupid, although that's the way they want to look at you, but they go like, oh, my God, I've never thought of that, and I don't even know how to respond.
Well, the beauty of it is we have an advantage because they've never had to defend themselves. A, we've been so passive that we've never fought back, but B, they hang around the same echo chamber. They don't really hang around any groups that challenge them. And they're also told that if somebody does challenge them, just cancel them. I mean, you know of all the liberal kids came home from college and they weren't allowed to, you know, they were told not to speak to their family if they voted this way, that way, or thought, you know, a certain way. So they never really had to challenge themselves. So their heads explode if you ask them a simple question.
When you think about what Hitler did and others like him, one of their games was to have you turn your family in, right? Tell on your family. Separate from your family. It was the right thing to do, you know. You got to make sure that you're doing what's right for the motherland, for me, you know, kind of stuff. Well, what's going on today? They're telling kids to turn away from their family. You know, shun your family. Walk away from your family. If they're not following. Now, think about something. They're not saying if they don't fall in line with what you think. The teacher or whoever's doing it is saying, if they don't believe in these principles, you need to separate from your family. You need to shun your family, not go around them anymore. Think about the power of that.
Yeah, well, they did a trial balloon way back when I wrote my book about, it's called The Real Deal on Global Warming, and that's been, I want to say, and I probably should look into this, it's probably been almost 20 years ago. That's how transparent it was then to me. But they also, I don't know if you remember this, they had a telephone number where kids were supposed to call, persuaded to call in if their parents weren't recycling. And I call that a trial balloon because that's just the start of trying.
If their parents weren't
recycling? Yes, indeedy duty.
Wow.
So, you know, you think that Earth Day has these innocent, you know, who doesn't love the Earth and who doesn't want to be a good steward over the Earth, which is what we've been called to do. But what they've done is they've parlayed that into doing some real Nazi-like behaviors. And, yeah, even way back then they tried that, is to have kids. There was a certain number that kids call in and turn in their parents. But people chimed in and said, uh-uh, you can't do this anymore. But they're still doing it. They're still doing it. I'm pretty sure my sister's family would turn us in for a whole host of things. Not because they didn't love us, but because they...
It's because they do love you. They're
going to
save you from yourself.
Well, because it's the greater good. It's the community.
Yeah.
We're all a community. And if you're not doing something that complies with what's going to save people or help... We're gone.
Don't you love it that these intelligent, smart people don't realize that at some point in time, that same group that's turned them in, if they don't fall in line with you, is going to turn you in.
What's that? There's a great poem or a saying that says, and then there was nobody left to speak.
Yeah, you know? Right. I don't want to quote it because I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah. I'm going to butcher it too. But that's the point, is you just keep turning people in, keep turning people in, keep telling on people, not speaking up for people, not speaking up for what's right, and then it's your turn. Your neck is on the block, and there's nobody left.
Nobody there to save your butt. You're exactly right. And again, I love this because this is why you need to know history. This is why you need to know what's happened in the past. When you and I talked about this the other day, it was like, if you don't understand, if you take those, we were talking about Huckleberry Finn and those books that some of the schools were banning, and isn't that funny? They get on us for banning books. They were the ones who started this. But anyhow, you know, they're talking about banning, and those books show a dark side or a dark time in American history. Now, when you take those books away and you don't teach kids those books and what they stood for and why they were bad, if you would, right now, today, when we hit one of those situations, they're going to think it's brand new. They're going to think we're, you know, this is a first pass at how racist this country. No. We were a very racist country at one time. We're not there anymore. We're not at that level anymore. Mm-hmm. Right?
So interesting about that, because I'm a writer by trade and I love stories in my heart. And I think that Huckleberry Finn, which is a panel that you, a parents panel that you asked me to participate in to discuss if this book, how this book should be presented to kids. And I think it was at the high school level, I'm not sure.
Yeah, high school level.
But as a story person, as a writer, I find that to be it to be an incredible story about a friendship between a boy and a man, which you can't have anymore because the left has turned any sort of friendship between a boy and a man as Mambla.
Yeah.
And about their two different situations that were oddly similar. And I think that there's a lot of lessons, a lot of conversations to be had about humanity, commonalities, no matter what background you come from or what color you come from. It's a rich book, to be honest. Does it have some prickly parts in it? Yeah, but we can talk about the prickly parts too as we discuss what the story is about. And don't be so doggone sensitive that you're going to fall apart if you talk about the prickly parts.
But they're lesson times. Am I wrong? I mean, they're lesson times of what we were like and how hard we worked to get away from that.
But if you focus on the racism parts, see, that's what I'm against. As a storyteller, I don't think that story is about him using the N-word. I think that story is about a friendship and people trying to help each other out of two people who were in a bad situation who were trying to help each other out of it as friends.
All right, well, I'm going to try to help you out of your situation because we're going to go to commercial.
Oh, please.
So if you got to go to the bathroom or do whatever you got to do, do it now. Be right back. Joe Bazin, your host, Tony Schmidt, your co-host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's... Oh, this is perfect. All right, now we're back. Joe Messina, your host. Sergeant Smith, your co-host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you could just, you know, simply send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. Do appreciate your time. And Sonia Schmidt.
Yeah, yes.
There you go. Hey, who was that actress that nobody likes anymore? What's her name? You were talking about her.
Oh, come on. That's a long list.
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa Milano.
That's her. There you go.
Okay. Do you have a story, or can I ask you the question? Because I have a question.
Go ahead. No, you go for it.
Because I revere your opinion on things, as you know.
What's wrong with you? You've got to get you a laugh.
Okay, so here's the story in a nutshell. Melissa Milano is an actress. She was a child actress. I guess she's done okay. She married a CAA agent, a big Hollywood agent, okay, who makes a gazillion dollars as well. I mean, he's got big names in his roster.
Okay.
But their kid is on a baseball team, and the baseball team is going to go on out of state to do some games, I guess. I don't know. I ain't got no kids that are in baseball or sports. But anyway, so she set up a GoFundMe page to get money, to raise money for these children to do this out-of-town trip. And the internet went wild. It went viral. And they were like, how dare you? You make, you know, you're a gazillionaire. Your husband's a gazillionaire. Why don't you pay for it? Why are you asking regular people like us? We can't even feed ourselves right now. This is a really horrible time.
That's the guy you voted for, but go ahead. Yeah.
For you to be asking us for money. And then there was a conservative writer, a blogger. I don't know. Do you know Kira Davis? Kira Davis.
I do know Kira.
Yeah, I know Kira as well. And she wrote in, she wrote in something that was in the back of my mind. And she's like, you don't know how much money Melissa Milano and her husband donate to this club. And why is it her responsibility to fund, you know, this baseball team? And you don't know how much else she's doing at the team. And, you know, stay out of her pocket, basically, is what she was saying. But the other side of me, okay, so I'm going to get your opinion before I give mine.
Oh, you want to know what I think about this?
Yeah, well, should she? Yes.
Well, I don't know where she's. Is she live in California?
If her husband's.
Probably, yeah. Right?
Yeah, she's a California actress. I don't know how much she's doing now, but she's still got money socked away. And her husband is raking in the big ones. He's a big-time California Hollywood agent of the stars.
Well, technically in California, according to education code, you can't require them to come up with the money to go on a trip like this.
It's not a school team. I think
not a school team?
I don't. My understanding is that it seems like kind of a little league. You know, I don't know.
Well, so let's do this. Okay. I somewhat agree with Kira from a standpoint of, you're right. You don't know what she makes. You don't know what she does. You don't know truly what's happening there, right? With that team. Not locked into a school or what have you. But in the same token, in the same side, for her to open up a GoFundMe just for her child.
It was a GoFundMe for the team, if I didn't explain that well.
I apologize. So she opened up a GoFundMe for the team.
Yeah, so that they can travel.
All right.
They can
I would be on Kara's side and just say, you're right, you don't know what she does for the team. You don't know what's going down. And the bottom line with it is, if she's doing it for the team, and you don't know, you don't have the whole story, nobody does. You don't know if she's going to match the funds that it comes up short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of those parents are into the team.
Yeah, I think it's really easy when you hear it's Hollywood. And she's an actress, and her husband's an agent. It's really easy to hate on them, you know.
Yeah.
But like you said, we just don't know all the facts. But if I were Melissa Milano, I would not have put my name on that at all. I would have said, I feel your pain. But if I do this, I'm liable to get so much hate that I wouldn't do it. I'd either pay the bill or I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah. I already started off negative with her because I'm sitting here going, you know, I know what she's like. I know what she's about. I know how nasty she can be.
We know who she is. We know who she is. So we got to separate that from the facts of this situation with the baseball team. But I was just curious to get your feedback on that because, you know, oftentimes, you know, we can't be discriminatory either, just because they're Hollywood and they're schmucks.
What do you mean we can't be discriminatory? What are you talking about?
Well, it's the same thing you said earlier. If you were Trump and you're, how far do you go? Do you go as nasty as them? No. But I think that, you know, Melissa Milano and her rich husband can't be expected to pay for everything that comes up on everything that their kids are involved in either, because that's not really fair.
I'm with you. I got nothing to argue. But no, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I think that if she opened it to be nice, but knowing her, I just have a hard time with that. But anyway.
I know.
Yeah. If she opened it just simply to be nice, that's a whole different animal. Right?
Yeah, and I think, like you said, if there was something that she could have added to that, like, whatever you can give, I'm going to make up the difference, or I'm going to double your funds.
Right.
You can contribute this, I'm going to match it. But I don't think she was smart enough to try to do any of that stuff. She didn't even realize that there would be fallback. But sometimes that's how oblivious, you know, it's Hollywood. They just don't even know how the rest of the people might feel. But I'm telling you, this thing was viral.
In the chat room, which is so true, and that is, you know, there's travel teams, there's away teams, there's all in this kind of sports, even outside of school. There are all kinds of travel teams and ball teams like that that you have to pay. You got to pay out of your own pocket.
You do.
And we had it here with the band, the high school band that had the opportunity to go play in Washington D.C. And they didn't do a GoFundMe, but they were doing car washes and they were doing ways you could donate and help.
Well, that's exactly what people in the comment sections were saying. It's like, go and earn the money. Have those kids go out and wash some cars and do some other things to earn some money. So, and I think that that's what Melissa Milano, if they had done that, it would have been a lot easier to swallow. To go, the kids are going to do this, that, and the other. I'm going to match it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but for her to just do a blanket gimme, it didn't go over well, Melissa.
Well, it is all about, you know this as well as I do, it is all about presentation, right?
How it's presented. Yeah. What you say, how you say it. But I do think it's another example of how much the left doesn't read the room. You know?
Yeah.
The country's hurting right now. We can't get groceries. We can't get gas.
It's no different in D.C., though. These people truly believe, you know, what do you got? You got to wait 45 minutes to get a seat at a restaurant. You can't find a hotel room. The cabs are always moving and busy. So to them, the economy is cranking along. There's no reason to be concerned. Everything's wonderful. What's wrong with you?
But they better ask somebody before they do something stupid. That was a stupid move. And I'm sympathetic. I understand what Kira was saying. But she just should have handled it a different way. But she can handle it a different way because they're not tapped into the American people. And that's, again, once again, we go back to Trump. That's why he's a winner, because he does totally get what the American people are feeling.
I know we're kind of like all over the place tonight, but I'm okay. I need some, you know, easy stories to deal with. But there was a little video I saw of him where he actually played the doorman at one of his hotels. He wanted to truly see what it was, you know, what a doorman had to do all day. So he actually swapped coats with the doorman.
Oh my gosh.
Let the doorman tell him what to do and how to do.
Wow.
Okay? And it was just kind of funny. You know, Trump shows up at the elevator, he picks up luggage, and, you know, to show you what a kind of guy is, he puts the luggage on the thing, and the lady's, like, awestruck, and, you know, he's just having a general conversation. And after he loads, now, the doorman says to him at one point in time, he's putting the luggage, he goes, no, you hand the lady her purse first. She gets in the car. You say, would you like this up front with you? And then he goes over, and then you put the luggage in the trunk. So he's correcting Trump, and Trump says, that's very smart. That's a good way. That makes sense. And after she pulls away, he looks at the doorman. He goes, you know, I don't even carry my own luggage. I mean, just laid it out there in a giggle, and it's true. But he did it for a while. You know, went up, he walked dogs for people. He was there for a good hour and a half, they said. He wanted to see what it took.
I have to tell you, that's one of the things that endeared me to him, because when I first started working in Hollywood, I connected with people. I connected with the
30 seconds. Make it quick.
Security and the janitorial staff, because that's where I came from. And when I heard Trump's stories about how he connected with people in the construction fields, the construction workers, I was like, I totally get that. I totally get it.
He knows who's got the power. It ain't the foreman. It's the people swinging the hammers. All right. Sonya Schmidt, always a pleasure.
Am I off for the night? You're finally letting me go
for
the
day? You're done. You know what
I'm saying? I'm done. I got nothing.
All right. All right, guys. You're stuck with me for the next hour. I get to blow off some steam. We'll be back in a few minutes.